WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN radio.
It's Paul Carrera. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, Ann. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. I've been looking forward to seeing you since we ran into each other at the grocery store.
The wine aisle.
and the same grocery store I run into Jim Wave in. So this is a good trend, I guess.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, you don't run into people like us at Harris Teeter, you know. It's all Food Lion. No offense to Harris Teeter. I'd go there every day if I could.
Yeah, well, it's always a pleasure to run into you. And I'm glad to have you back in town. I was listening to the Velvet Rut, kind of preparing myself this interview. And there's the last song on there kind of talks about how you and Devin kind of spend a lot of time apart, you know,
yeah,
and doing a lot of touring and whatnot.
That song was actually before we had cell phones that could call overseas. And so that was just a very late night sort of improvisation that I just emailed her as an MP3 just because we couldn't talk. So that was just all improvised. And then it turned out kind of decent, so I kept it on the record.
Well, so. I think it you know pays kind of tribute to the lives of songwriters in general, but also to your particular situation where you're married to another singer-songwriter, and you both have to spend time away from each other to keep your careers on track.
Yeah, we do, but you know it results in probably more than the average share of love letters and things like that. So we can't complain. I mean, we'd never have ever had any time to get sick of each other. So it's pretty nice to have breaks every now and again.
Well, have you? I know you've done your Valentine shows here and some shows together here in Charlottesville. But have you ever tried touring together on a regular basis?
Well, I've actually been in her band the last two tours overseas. I've been playing guitar in her band, so that's kind of worked out well because I go over and she pays for my ticket then because I'm part of her band. And then what happens is after her tour is done, I just stay on because we have the same manager and label overseas, and so I just stay on for my own tour then. And then we went to Africa together this year for a project. So actually this year we've had a fair bit of traveling together. So, and I haven't traveled a whole lot this year. I've a fair share, but not too much in America. And so the majority of the time I feel like I've been with her at least half the time. So it's been a pretty good year.
Well, it does sound like a good year. Well, what were you doing in Africa?
There was this very strange project that came about. Gosh, I could play you a song from it, actually. But let me tell you about it. There was this very strange project that came about through an English Arts Council where there's this piece of music that was discovered. It was recorded in the 50s by an English guy named Hugh Tracy. And it was of these two sisters in a Kipsigi village in Kenya. And they were singing this song, and it went like, "Oh, Kimmy Roger Roger, oh my Kimmy Roger Roger, oh Kimmy Roger Roger, oh my Kimmy Roger." And it was Kemi Rocha, Kemi Rocha, Chemi Rocha. That sounds a lot like Jimmy Rogers. And so it turns out that was true, that somehow a Jimmy Rogers record had made it over to this small village, and these women, perhaps slightly tongue-in-cheek, had decided that no one who sings that well could possibly be mortal. And so they had sort of promoted him into their fertility rites, and in it they ask him to dance so high that he'll leap out of his clothes, which I suppose has something to do with the fertility rites. And so anyway, these English people rediscovered that recording recently and decided to kind of go explore the connection between Western and African roots. And so we went over there. Devin and I represented the white folk, and we played with these really, really old, wonderful Kenyan musicians and just did this collaboration, and it was fantastic. We were there for about 10 days working with these guys. And so Devin and I really weren't sure what we were going to get to when we got there, because it turns out that these musicians don't make too many plans unless you're face-to-face, so email and phone was not working out for the organizers to make any plans, and so we really had no idea what, beyond our plane tickets, what was going to happen. And so Devin and I, just to play it safe, wrote what I think is the only song we've ever written together. And she wrote the words, and I wrote the music, and this is a song from Jimmy Rogers' perspective about that whole situation. And it's called I Wanna Die in My Shoes. Do you mind if I play it for you?
Okay. Please.
Sidetracked by a traveling show in the soul tuberculosis. I gotta lie down between my takes. My lungs took off, but my throat still brings it. And hot damn, I love this western say. And I don't mind the Great Depression today. Yeah, 'cause whether it's the record or the railroad blues, man, I wanna die in my shoes. Well, if I were to get the chance to choose, I wanna die in my shoes. Oh, I was lured over to the great beyond. I'm a half a man and I'm half a fawn. All the fertile girls with the bosom shorn say, help us keep a family growing. And they say, I got no mortal bone getting me to leap clear out of my clothes. Oh, hear me clear across the sea. Can you hear me please? Or just the thoughts near enough to make me blow my fuse. I wanna die in my shoes. I ain't quite got no alpine yodel. I ain't quite got no feel falsetto. I don't need nothing for the fill in my middle. I just got room for Shelly Alley Fiddle. I ain't quite got no alpine yodel. I ain't quite got no feel falsetto. I don't need nothing for the fill my middle. I just got room for Shelly Alley Fiddle. Well, I hate to leave my family, though they're plenty used to missing to me. Gonna go where it's nice and warm, slip a guitar up under my arm. I take a big old fresh breath whenever I please. I drink a big old cup of that gringo tea. Yeah, my gaunt is gone and my hair is free. Y'all ain't even gonna recognize me. Well, it's all that a man can hope to do. I wanna die in my shoes. Yodelay, 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 yodelay.
I wanna die in my shoes.
WNRN, some live music from Paul Carreri this morning. He's going to be playing the Southern tomorrow. He's also playing Mockingbird Roots Music Hall on January 2nd as well. And we'll have tickets to that Mockingbird show in a couple of weeks. Today we've got a pair of tickets to the Southern show. We'll be giving those out in a little bit. Well, that's really fun. I like that whole idea. One of my favorite Kenyan adaptations of Western music stories is this guy by the name of Samite. Grew up knowing a particular tune, and it had the native language attached to it, and so he just thought it was a native tune. And he was in a restroom in America singing it, and this guy comes up behind him and starts singing different words to it. And he was like, how do you know that tune? He goes, well, it's a hymn that everybody knows. It was Come Thou Fount. And it was just like he just, you know, the Kenyan people just figured that it was their tune and it was Come Thou Fount. It was really, and it's beautiful. He does a beautiful version of the Kenyan version on one of his albums. But That, yeah. But that adapting of
it
Western
takes a long
music
time to fly around this small, small world, you know? It's amazing how this stuff travels from place to place. And just the idea that, yeah, like these hymns can go from one place to another, or just like a record making its way into a village. Suddenly a person can get promoted into fertility rights. I'm going to start leaving my records all over the place. I want to get into some fertility rights.
You do. Get people to worship you. I totally, yeah. I'm with, I like how you integrated also the yodeling into that song, because yeah. I don't think you can really pay tribute to Jimmy Rogers without doing some yodeling.
Mm-hmm. Although, to be fair, you should not yodel at 9 in the morning.
You did a pretty decent job, Paul.
Thank you.
You got all warmed up, I guess, for that. Mm. Well, you talked about going to Africa, but one of the other things that's going on with you is a new CD. So uh-huh. Let's talk about that a little bit. What's the name of it?
It's called California. It just came out, I think, this month overseas. I just got back from a run over there in England and Ireland, and we went to the Netherlands too, sort of with promoting the release of that, and it'll be out in the States. Sadly, things don't always line up correctly, and so it'll be out in the States in March, and it was sort of compiled over the majority of this last year, which I didn't travel a whole lot because I had a pretty bad throat injury, and but I was able to sing at home just fine to get this record together, but I just couldn't go do a whole concert or anything like that. And so, it's called California, and I'm really proud of it, actually. I think it's my favorite one.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this throat injury that mm-hmm. you had, because I know that you actually did cancel a lot of mm-hmm. Shows, sadly, ones yeah. that I was hoping to see you play. Uh-huh. So what happened to you?
Well, if you quit smoking, you have to be very careful what you do right after that. It turns out that your vocal cords expand in their newfound health. And for most people, that's a wonderful thing. This is just what I've learned after 8 million doctors, and some of them disagree with each other. So I had a hometown show, which are the only ones that make me even remotely nervous. And I was really sad because my voice was so smooth in my newfound non-smoking. And so I spent the whole day singing this very loud song to quote-unquote rough up my voice. And the show went fine, but then I couldn't talk for about a month and a half after that. And so, yeah, I canceled the same American tour 3 times and never did play it. And so that was in July of 2008. And then this is the first Charlottesville show I've done in all of 2009. I think I've only done like 1 or 2 American shows at all in 2009. And I just basically haven't been playing at all. And until this last tour, I mean, I went away with Devin a couple times and like played guitar for her. But as far as my own band and things are concerned, I hadn't been playing until this last run. And it was really strange because it was the best year of my life, I think, like, well, at least my adult life, which I think was, with the exception of the massive compromise of not being able to play, excuse me, there was hardly any other compromises going on. Like, you know, I didn't have to write emails to people and have them not write back. I didn't have to bite my tongue when sound men were rude. You know, I just kind of woke up, and I was producing a fair bit of records for other people, and but just woke up in my own house and kind of did what I pleased. And I bought a motorcycle and rode 6,000 miles through the mountains. And it was just a really peaceful year. And I used to kind of think I was kind of a wound-up fellow. But it turned out that after about 3 weeks of deciding that I had to take a break from music, I felt really good. And so, which it wasn't taking a break from music. It was just taking a break from the music business. And so now that I'm doing it again, I'm really happy to be doing it again, but I'm also trying to drag that piece along with me, even to the sound man. So, you know, I mean, we were just in New York the other day, and I asked the sound man if the monitors were linked, which means, you know, they have the same feed coming out of them, or if they had individual feeds coming out of them, you know, like so-and-so might need a little more bass than another person. So that was a very simple question. Are the monitors linked or are they not? And he looked at me and said, I tell you what, you play the guitar and I'll worry about the sound. And I was like, oh, right, I have not missed this. But, oh well, I just got my zen on.
Well, getting your zen on is actually a really good thing.
Yeah.
I learned that when I was a bus driver, to get your zen on.
Oh, wow, you're a bus driver?
I was.
Nice.
Ian was a bus driver, too.
Oh, wow.
What are you going to play for us next,
Paul? I'm going to play the title track, which is called California. I think this is about promoting things to a certain level, but not wanting to explore them too deeply, because you might realize that they don't deserve to be promoted to that level. So just allowing them to hang out there on their pedestal. Which is not to say that they don't deserve to be on the pedestal, but they just might not deserve it.
Folks know how fun it is to believe in invisible stuff like this. Said I'ma drink wine till I can see the great beyond in a room with me. It's California, California. California, said happy old town. So burn that bridge, man, bet that farm. There's a risk of loss when one wants this hard. To drift among all the untied knots. Get your passport stamped where your heroes got caught. Oh, out in California. 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 Say happy old town. Oh, to wake and find that the webbing is gone, and a circular structure's in one song. It's playing harmony to both the earth and air, and bobbing the heads of the unaware. Oh, it's bobbing the heads of the unaware. California. California, California, California. The all in all is blue. The all in all is blue. So baby, don't worry, you know why I'm here. The all in all is blue. The all in all is blue. So baby, don't know where you are, why I'm here. It all in all is blue. The all in all is blue. Baby, don't know where you are, why I'm here at all.
WNRN, Paul Carreri, playing live in the WNRN studios this morning. Title track to a new album, which will be out here in the U.S. in March. And he's going to be playing at the Southern tomorrow night. And playing at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall January 2nd. We've got a pair of tickets to the Southern show this hour, and we'll have some Mockingbird tickets a little bit later on. This hour is Paul Carreri, and he's been playing at the Southern tomorrow night, and he'll also be playing Mockingbird's Roots Music Hall on January 2nd. Got a brand new CD, and glad to have him back in the WNRN studios. So during all this touring with Devin and trip to Africa, you obviously had some time to lay down some tracks. Did you do this again in your home theater?
Yeah.
In your home studio?
Yeah.
Theater.
Sometimes it feels that way. My last two were done at home. That's right. It's a small little room, but it's nice because everything's within arm's reach, you know. So, it, it's great. You get to sing when you feel like it and mess up as long as and as many times as you please. And but at a certain point, you know, I mean, there's something to be said also. I think the next record, I'd like to get into a proper studio and feel that clock ticking and the money going past, because I think that there's at a certain point you get really, I feel like I got really good at doing it at home, but maybe a little bit of danger and worry might suit the next record good. So,
well, I kind of enjoyed listening to the Velvet Rut again, mm-hmm. kind of your take on doing it at home. I mean, mm-hmm. I not that I could hear that it was done at home, but I could tell that you were experimenting and trying things out, and this works.
Yeah.
I could actually kind of feel the wheels turning on that regard, and especially kind of your use of distortion of your own vocals. I kind of thought that was interesting. Do you have similar experiments on this new record?
Yes, definitely. And I mean, that the Velvet Rut was made in GarageBand. That's that free program that comes on Macs, you know. This one was made in a more proper program called Cubase 4, but I mean, both of them, neither of them were intended to be records. They were just me recording each song that I wrote on the night that I wrote it. And then eventually there'd be 30 of them, and it was sort of like a free record. You know, it just was sitting there, and I had no idea. And they were also nice because they were done so quickly with respect to, like, the songs being written and recorded next to each other. So I felt like there was something that sort of unified them all, just even chronologically, you know, that they were done so quickly. So
I also remember you saying, when I think I went to the CD release party for Velvet Rut, mm-hmm. you were saying, I've spent a whole lot of time last couple of days learning these songs.
Yeah.
And, you know, did you have a similar experience with California as well?
Yeah. I mean, some of them, I mean, like I said, I record them the day I write them, and that doesn't mean that I play them the next day or ever again. And, but, you know, I know most of them on California, but not all of them. So, but I don't know. I feel like maybe I can only remember about 40 songs, so every time a new one comes in, an old one falls off the other edge of the boat. So, oh well, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Well, how about one more live tune for us this morning?
Sure. This is, I think, the last track off of California. Oh, and this one has a music video, boy. Yep, it's on the YouTube, and it's called Down by the Water.
How did this video get made?
This video got made because my parents paid like $100,000 for me to know how to make videos, and I thought I forgot, but it turns out I still know how to do it. And our little record label was releasing a single of this and called me and said, could you please make a music video? And I said, oh, I don't really like making music videos. And they said, oh, please. And also, can you please make one today? Because it needs it tonight. And so I compiled some old footage of my brother and sister and I as children, and Devin filming off the back of my motorcycle and that kind of stuff. And it's a pretty cool little video. It's called Down by the Water. Oh, and there's some Africa footage in there too. Okay, it's called Down by the Water. Here goes, Down to the Water. Down by it.
Just beside the high beams, this side of darkness, it's all still happening. Down by the water, down by the water, out in the moonlight, baby, everything's happening. Down by the water, rooted in the soil, a back scratching sky, a 1 foot in the finite, baby, 1 foot in divine. Talking about the down by the water, down by that water. That's a mile long love line, and that's a mile long eyelash. The dogs are howling, they want to get closer to down by the water. Out in the moonlight, baby, everything matters when you're down by the water. Rooted in the soil, I'm back scratching sky. 1 foot in the Friday night, baby, once wouldn't define our code. But it would have been all that. That ain't the weather. That ain't no big rig. Radiator ain't a banging. That ain't no heartburn. We're down by the water. Well, out in the moonlight, baby, I'm going back to sleep now. We'd be down by the water, rooted in the soil, a back scratching sky. One foot in the finite, baby, one foot in divine. I'm down by the water, down by that water.
WNRN, Paul Carreri live in the WNRN studios this morning, playing live tomorrow night at the Southern. Also, he'll be playing a couple days into the new year at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall. But we've got a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's show at the Southern. And the show will be 8 o'clock tomorrow. You have anyone opening for you tomorrow?
Yeah, Sam Wilson is opening, and he also is playing with me. I'm playing about three quarters with the group. Maybe two-thirds with the group, one-third alone. And the group is Sam Wilson and Sons of Bill's new-slash-old drummer Todd Wellens and Jonathan Mills on bass. And so it's quite a good little group, I must admit. And they're all very handsome, which is nice.
It's nice to be surrounded by handsome men.
Always.
Indeed. Well, Paul, always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Anne. Thanks for having me.